In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. In the history of the world, nothing perhaps has caused more controversy than land and land ownership. It may not be the most important issue of all time, but it is the most widespread, no pun intended. I'll never forget the retelling and revealing version of an American classic. Perhaps you've heard it before too. This land is my land, this land ain't your land. Get yourself off my land, go find your own land, 'cause this land is my land, this land ain't your land. This land was made for me, not you. The most popular sign in the U.S. is not a stop sign. It says, no trespassing. In our small catechism, Lutherans confess that all land is God's land. Clothing and shoes, house and home, wife and family, land, animals, and all that I have, He, God, daily and richly provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. Yet God's word also teaches us the seventh commandment, you shall not steal. And the final two commandments about the heart, coveting, you shall not covet your neighbor's house or any of his possessions, land included. Enter sinful man in his selfish ways, and it's no surprise that land ownership becomes a golden calf and an arena where the devil loves to linger. This week, Bob Costas caused news by giving his opinion about handguns. Did you hear it? He said in his editorial, he was quoting someone else, but he thought that handguns caused a lot of problems or they exasperate the worst of people. And it caused news in and of itself. People were a little upset that he used his forum during a... And it was all prompted because a New York Jets player killed his wife with a handgun and then turned and shot himself. It reminded me of something that happened about 4 years ago at First Lutheran in Knoxville. One of my students, her dad, got into a shooting match with their neighbor. And unfortunately, the student's dad didn't make it. He was shot in the head and he died. Man was formed from the dust of the earth and returns to the dust of the earth, and maybe sometimes because his heart is wrongly set on his greatest treasure, the earth. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. In the unveiling of the story of salvation, God promised land to our patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Genesis chapter 15 that we heard tonight. We heard the promise of land and all that it is. And yet, that promised land was not an end in and of itself. Rather, it served a greater purpose. Better purpose, if you will, than pissing matches between Palestinians. The land promised was holy because it was designated as the place where God chose to enter humanity and usher in salvation for the world, in particular by sending a Savior to be born, God's own Son, Jesus Christ. The burning bush, the wilderness wanderings, the Jordan River healings, the conquering of enemies, all this took place in the fertile crescent, oft-traveled land between Asia Minor and North Egypt, also known as the land flowing with milk and honey, Israel. The place where 12 tribes of Abraham's offspring spread out their tents and called it home. And the littlest of these clans was chosen as the locus for where Christ would come at Christmas and later climb and die on Calvary's cross. Without the promised land, something from God's story is severely missing. It's like wine without terroir, Miraville without the mountains. But those obsessed with the land and the story of God's land and those who possess it today critically misplace the location where the sidewalk ended, at the manger. and in the person lying asleep in the hay, wrapped in swaddling cloths. Some people want to worship the land Jesus walked upon, but they'd be better off taking off Jesus' shoes and kissing his feet. Perhaps the sacrament might be a good starting point. For land can only bury you 6 feet under, as it did for Abraham. But Christ can raise you to walk with him in the newness of life. For one day we will see a new heavens and a new earth. Behold, the real promised land is found by looking to Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.